scholar? Was he a philosopher? Was he a saint? Or was he someone who benefited from hyped up publicity? How is it that Srila Prabhupada, a sadhu at the age of 70, could single-handedly bring God consciousness into a materialistic society, single-handedly create a cultural revolution? All these questions would come up in our minds, especially those amongst the audience who have not had much acquaintance with Srila Prabhupada. To answer these questions, we have on stage those very personalities who lived with Srila Prabhupada, who learnt from Srila Prabhupada, who loved Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Katha. We have 6 speakers. Each speaker will address the audience for about 15 minutes. And Maharaj, would you like to decide which one? May I call upon His Holiness Bhakti Vikas Swami Maharaj first? As you please.
Jnanatimirandhasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri guruve namaha nama om vishnu padaya krishna preshthaya bhutale shimate bhaktivedanta swaminiti namine namaste saraswate deve gorvani pracharine nirvishesha shunyavadi paschatya deshacharine Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yatav Parakamalam Shri Guru Navaishnavangscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parajana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. You who are known as youth, because you happen to be in young bodies at the present time, in your flash jumping through human body, it lasts for a few seconds, we call it 70, 80 years. You happen to be in young bodies, and us here sitting on the stage, we happen to be in older bodies. So we are the old generation, you're the young generation. But when Prabhupada was here, personally with us, then he was mostly surrounded by young men. We were young men, like you. Now we're old men, like you will be. So, it's not funny, it's just a fact, that's all. So, Prabhupada was once asked by a journalist that why are your followers all young people? Prabhupada replied with another question. Prabhupada replied that why in the schools and colleges is it all young people? And the reporter replied, because that is the age for education. Prabhupada said, yes, that's why I'm also surrounded by young people. This is the age for education. Anyone can be educated in spiritual values, but old dogs can't be taught new tricks, generally. Of course, by Krishna consciousness, old dogs, young dogs are all being taught new tricks. But Prabhupada was mostly surrounded by young people. He brought his message of Krishna consciousness to the most unlikely young people in the world. Prabhupada's message was revolutionary. Prabhupada didn't come specifically as a revolutionary, but the nature of a Vaishnava preacher is that he must be revolutionary, because a Vaishnava preacher goes against everything in the world. Everyone in the world is simply looking for sense gratification, and a Vaishnava preacher says, as we'll be speaking from Rishabhdev's teachings, that don't imitate the hogs and the dogs by eating stool, but take the nectar of Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada went among the hippies of America. It wasn't by Prabhupada's design to do like that, but he just found they were the most interested. Somehow or other, they were the most interested. They were looking for something. The hippie movement, Prabhupada said once, this hippie movement was arranged by Krishna to facilitate my preaching. So, you all know what hippie means? Once Prabhupada was asked on TV, oh, what is a hippie? And Prabhupada said, you know better than me. Something extraordinary. So the hippies were, there was a hippie movement in the mid-1960s of young people who came from backgrounds in many ways similar to most of yours. They came from middle-class families, well-to-do, from the intellectual class, but they had rejected the values of their parents. They dropped out from society. Literally, I mean almost literally, dropped out means they'd left their college education. You'll find that most of Prabhupada's disciples, they went to college, they did 1 or 2 years, and that was it. There's mostly American dropouts. I know of at least one Indian dropout. But mostly they went to college and they didn't finish. They said, to hell with our careers. To hell with our bright futures. And they lived on the streets of New York and San Francisco. And they took drugs. And they became interested in dabbling in what they mistakenly considered to be Eastern spirituality and free sex. Among the hippies, free sex, drugs, intoxication, Eastern, so-called Eastern spirituality, and music, the rock music that was just coming up. It was all new at the time. So Prabhupada went among these people who their motto was, it was a mixture of heathenism and some kind of spiritual searching. So Prabhupada went among these people and preached that human life is meant for God realization. You're looking for something better than this stinking society has to give you. They could understand this society stinks, that we've developed so much materially, but it's just material development, it's just selfishness. And the leaders are sending us, at that time the Vietnam War was going on, so the leaders, for all their talk of America's making a great society, they were sending the young men off to Vietnam to shoot people who, for what reason, they don't know. Why they should be killed, but don't know. But Uncle Sam is calling, pick up a gun, go out to Vietnam and bomb people who are sitting in villages eating their rice, and one day a gift from Uncle Sam falls on their head and blows them to pieces. So they were protesting against this society. They were rebels without a cause, so to speak. And Prabhupada, he expertly felt their pulse. He could see they were very much dissatisfied, but they didn't know what they needed. They knew that this materialistic society, there's something seriously wrong. We don't want to be part of this. They'd rejected it. But because they didn't know, they couldn't find what, having rejected that, what should they catch on to? And so they just fell into more Maya. More deeply. Just, they were in Maya in another way. They were thinking that we're going for a better kind of, or more spiritual kind of life, but their spirituality just ended up in floating from one girlfriend or boyfriend to another, and a totally degenerate kind of life. Prabhupada came, as that volume of Prabhupada Lilamrita is called, only he could lead them. Prabhupada gave them the nectar for which they are always anxious, and he didn't water it down. He didn't say, my dear boys and girls, you chant Hare Krishna, and if you feel like taking drugs, that's also okay. And you chant Hare Krishna, and if you feel like having illicit sex, that's also okay. He never said any such thing. One time, one rock group who were very prestigious, they came to listen to Prabhupada's lecture. And this rock group was famous for making totally gross, crass, vulgar, sexually oriented lyrics. Prabhupada chose to lecture that night very strongly on how illicit sex destroys our spiritual instincts. It's spiritual. The rock group never came back, but Prabhupada wasn't going to compromise. Prabhupada gave the truth straight without any fancy embellishments, and it appealed to those who were sincere. As Jayadvaita Maharaj sometimes says, what happened to all the hippies? Well, most of them went back to join corporate America, and the real hippies, the ones who were the youth who were really, they were seeking for that reality, which is the real meaning of life, which is free from all the superficiality of materialistic society, in which people smile at each other and shake each other's hands, and when they get an opportunity, stab each other in the back. So free from all that superficiality, Prabhupada gave the real thing. Prabhupada taught reality. Prabhupada was able to analyze in a manner that the hippies themselves were not able to. How wrong is the endeavor of the materialistic society? The whole endeavor for sense gratification is wrong. The hippies, they couldn't discern that. They thought, well, simply getting money is all rubbish, but living in poverty, they were all addicted to more gross sense gratification than their fathers and mothers were involved in. So Prabhupada, through the eye of Shastra, with the sword of Shastra, cut through the illusion. And he said, yes, this American materialistic society, this is all Maya, but your hippie life, that's also Maya. What is the reality? That you have to understand. That is Krishna. And he gave them the happiness of chanting Hare Krishna, of dancing, of taking Krishna prasadam. That was very important for the hippies. This Prabhupada kept big gulab jamuns. He called them ISKCON bullets. When you're in Maya, then you should take an ISKCON bullet and get all the Maya shot out of your system by taking prasadam. So Prabhupada, he gave them the taste of the spiritual world by which they were able to do something really revolutionary. Nowadays, for people in the Western countries, our devotees, they can walk like this around the streets and no one looks twice. But in those days, it was in the 1960s and 1970s, to walk around in the Western world dressed like this, it was something revolutionary. It required a lot of courage. People would come up and challenge, why are you walking around in those orange bed sheets? It was something so different. It made the hippies look like normal. It was so, but Prabhupada gave them so much courage that yes, Krishna consciousness is reality. They had so much faith, even though they didn't have much knowledge. When they were first coming, they couldn't know much about Krishna consciousness. It's a great science that's to be imbibed over many years of living in Gurukul. But Prabhupada sent out the first youth preachers to open new centers based on a few months of them hearing from Prabhupada. How could they do that? This Krishna consciousness was spread all over the world by youth. Prabhupada took that energy of youth and harnessed it in spreading Krishna consciousness. How could they do that? How could people go to countries they'd never been to and preach about Krishna consciousness and make people take it up and change their lives because of the conviction that Prabhupada gave them? Everyone was convinced that Krishna consciousness is reality because Prabhupada, he lived that reality. Prabhupada, he transmitted that reality. How was Prabhupada able to communicate to the youth who were culturally so different from him? Because Prabhupada was completely on the transcendental platform. Prabhupada didn't see youth, non-youth, white, black, Indian, Hindu, Christian, Muslim. Prabhupada spoke to everyone, soul to soul. He saw in every body that here is a body, here is an Atma, an eternal servant of Krishna, who is now covered by an American, thinking, I am an American hippie. And Prabhupada would cut right through the illusion that no, you're not the body, you're an eternal servant of Krishna. Come and join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan party. Of course, it happened that the youth, their consciousness was more prepared to accept that. And generally, all over the world, everywhere, the youth, they're generally more able to take it up because it's a time for learning. It's a time for seeing what is my direction in life. What will you be? What is your future? Will you be a tinker, tailor, soldier, sailor, or a software engineer, or a pilot, or a cricketer, or, well, whatever you do, don't take birth again. This is Prabhupada's message. Go to Krishna. We don't belong in this material world. Now you're young. You won't be young for long. The youth has a euphoria. You're young, you're healthy, and it seems like the whole world is ahead of you. But very soon, the weight of earning money, family, all this will be on your head. And very soon, life goes away. Boom, 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 boom. In a few seconds, it seems like. So, Prabhupada's message was the message of Shastra. Ladva sudurlabha midang bahusam bhavante manusham artisam anityam apiha dhira. Turnam yatetan apatet anumritya yavan nisrayasa vishayakalu sarvatasyat. That now we have attained this human form of life, which is very rare. We should use it properly. We should not misuse it for sense gratification. We've had sense gratification in every species of life. You want sex? You already had it. As a cockroach, as a dog, as a bird. Every species of life has that. But now we have the human form of life, which is very rare. We should utilize this for making sure that we don't get another body. We're all going to die soon. Before we die, become Krishna conscious. We don't have much time. You have more time. As Prabhupada once said in a lecture, in great humility, that you are all young men. You have a good chance to go back to Godhead. I am an old man. I have no such opportunity. So you are young. You have the chance. Please don't waste your life in superficial thinking that it's so important. I have to advance my career. I have to... So many material desires. I have to do this, I have to do that. You should understand that whatever else you may do in life, the only thing that is actually important is to become Krishna conscious and get out of this stinking material world and go to Krishna. That is the message that Prabhupada taught to everyone. As the youth, you have more opportunity to take it up. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.